Let's turn our Bible to Revelation chapter 12.
请我们打开圣经启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 11.
启示录十二章十一节。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And last time we shared about their word of their testimony.
上一次我们交通到自己所见证的道。
This morning our focus will be on the last portion. They loved not their life even unto death.
今天我们要着重在最后一段，就是他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
We need to read one more a few more scriptures. Mark, Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, verse 31-36.
我们还要再读几处的圣经，马可福音八章三十一到三十六节。
Gospel according to Mark, chapter 8, from 31 to 36.
马可福音第八章，我们要读三十一到三十六节。
It's the story that we all know very well.
这个故事我们都很熟悉。
And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he was stating the matter plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But he turning around and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's. And he summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?
从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士气绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
Last portion, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 and 15.
第二，还有一段圣经在哥林多后书五章十四十五节。
This is verse that the hymn 407 was talking about.
这就是我们刚才唱407首诗歌所讲的。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all die. And he died for all, that they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who for their sakes died and rose again.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了， 并且替他，他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Father, once again, we want to come with heart of thanksgiving.
天父，我们再一次存着感谢的心来到你面前。
It is you that open our eyes and open our ears.
是你打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的耳朵。
So that we can see how great a salvation you have given unto us.
让我们看见这何等伟大的救恩你赐给我们。
This morning, as we open your words, where again we pray the Holy Spirit will again open, remove the scale from our eyes.
今天早晨，当我们打开你的话，愿圣灵把我们眼睛的鳞片除掉。
So we can see you even more clearly.
所以我们可以更清楚地看见你。
We can even see ourselves.
我们也可以看见我们的自己。
So we can humble before you and say, Lord, we do want to follow you.
所以我们可以谦卑在你面前说，主，我们愿意跟从你。
Oftentimes, we set our mind on our own interest.
多少时候我们只注重自己的利益。
And this morning, by the grace of your Holy Spirit,You will encourage us to set our mind on what your interests are.
接着圣灵，愿早晨，哦，主，你给我们恩典，让我们来看重你自己的益处。
The love of Christ do constrain us this morning.
愿基督的爱激励我们。
We see that one died for all, and that all died.
因为一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
That they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who, for their sakes,die and rose again.
好叫我们这活着的人可以不为自己活，为我们乃为我们死而复活的主活。
Father, we know how limited, we are.
我们知道我们何等有限。
Therefore, we ask the anointing for the speaking, for the translation, and for the hearing.
所以我们求圣灵的恩膏来膏那个讲的、翻译的和听的。
We commit the next hour into your hands.
我们把下面这一个小时仰望在恩主手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So this morning we'll continue this thought of overcoming.
所以早晨我们要继续关于这个得胜的交通。
And we knew that we're in a conflict all the time.
我们知道我们常处在许多征战、许多的对抗中间。
And this conflict started in the beginning of time.
这样的冲突从一开始就有。
And this conflict will not end until the end of the time.
这个冲突一直要到最后时间结束才会停止。
And we're right in the middle of this tremendous conflict.
我们在这巨大的冲突的当中。
And how can we overcome?
我们如何得胜?
How can we have the strength to overcome during the last day?
在这末后的时代，我们怎样得着能力来得胜?
And there are three things mentioned.In the book of Revelations,
在启示录讲到三件事。
The first is the blood of the Lamb.
第一件是羔羊的血。
The blood of the Lamb is the foundation of overcoming.
一个得胜的一个根基就是要靠羔羊的血。
The second is the word of their testimony.
还有第二方面要要靠自己所见证的道。
It's the testimony of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的见证。
Now this morning,We'll go to the third thing.
今天早晨我们要进到第三方面。
They love not their life even unto death.
所以至于死也不爱惜性命。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢?
They love not their life even unto death.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命是什么意思呢?
Does that mean that we have to be a martyr before we can be an overcomer?
是他的意思是说，要成为得胜者之前，我们要先殉道吗
？Of course, we knew that the blood of the martyrs is the seal of the church.
我们知道殉道者的血就成为这个教会的种子。
And throughout the Christian history, there are many, many martyrs.
在我们教会的历史的里面，有许多的殉道者。
Indeed, they were overcomers.
是的，他们都是得胜者。
They love not their life even unto death.
他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Even before the Reformation, there was a brother called John Huss.
甚至在这个马丁路德他 恢复的工作以前，有位弟兄叫做约翰胡斯。
Way before Martin Luther, this brother John Huss already preached against the concept of indulgence.
在马丁路德之前，胡斯弟兄就已经来传讲这个卖教会卖赎罪券是不对的。
For us, he will be a hero.
对我们来讲，他是一个英雄。
During those darkest times, he saw from the scriptures this concept of indulgence is not of the Lord.
在那黑暗的时代，他借着圣经，他发现教会要卖赎罪券不是从主来的。
But he was persecuted.
但是他却被逼迫。
To a degree, he was sentenced to death.
到一个地步，他被宣判死刑。
He was sentenced to death not because anything that he did wrong.
他被判死刑不是因为他做错什么事。
He just preached according to what the Bible showed him.
他只是照着圣经来告诉他的来传扬而已。
And at that time, the way they put people to death is by burning.
在那个时候，他们处死死人的方法是把用火刑。
So before they light the fire, they will give this brother a one last chance.
在他们点火以前，他们给这个弟兄最后一个机会。
If you recant, then you will be saved.
如果你否定你原来所传的，那你这样就可以不死。
So our brother John has this choice.
我们的约翰弟兄有这个选择。
He can choose to save himself.
他可以选择来拯救他自己的性命。
Our brother John decided not to save himself.
但是约翰弟兄决定他不救他自己性命。
He has to be faithful to what the Lord has shown him.
他必须要对我们的主所启示他的有忠心。
Then he prayed, Lord Jesus, it is for thee that I patiently endure this cruel death. I pray thee,to have mercy on my enemies.
所以他就祷告说，是因为你的缘故，我来忍受这个残酷的刑罚，但是我求你给这些逼迫我的人，他们有恩典。
Then he died.
然后他就死了。
Many years later, when Martin Luther read something written by this brother John Huss,
当多年以后，路德弟兄读到关于这位胡斯弟兄的事。
Then Martin Luther wrote, I could not understand.For what cause they had burned such a great man?
马丁路德就说，我实在不懂得是他们为什么缘故来用火刑来杀死这位这样伟大的人。
Who explained the scriptures with such gravity and skill?
他就说，他解释圣经是这样子的有才能，带着这样的分量。
This is a person who loved not his own life even unto death.
这就是一个人，他甚至至于死也不爱惜他的性命。
He can't deny himself, or he can deny the truth.
他可以来舍己，来否定自己，或者来否定真理。
And he chose to deny himself and not to deny the truth.
他选择来拒绝他的自己，而不是来拒绝真理。
If we are placed in this situation today.
如果今天我们在这个情形的当中呢
，We have a choice to either deny ourselves or deny the truth.
我们有这样的选择，可以来否定自己，或者来否定真理。
How are we going to make that choice?
我们要怎样做选择呢
？What does the love, not your life, even unto death, applies to us today?
今天。至于死也不爱惜自己的性命，怎么样应用在我们的生活呢
？And this is what I like to fellowship upon this morning.
这就是早晨我愿意分享的。
How do we take the scriptures apply to our life today?
我们怎么样来运用圣经上教导我们的，在我们的今天的生活里面呢
？We live in an environment. It's not likely that we will become a martyr today.
今天我们处在一个环境的里面，不容易这样子的殉道。
We live in a society that anything goes.
我们活在一个社会里面，你做什么都可以。
It's not likely that anybody will become a martyr because of his or her faith.
今天 不是因为自己的我们的所信仰而在美国这里可以我们可以会殉道的。
好 ，On the other hand, this verse will still apply to us.
虽然这样，但是这节经节仍然可以应用在我们身上。
How are we going to apply this verse to us today?
今天我们怎样应用这节圣经呢
？Love not your life, even unto death.
虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
What about life?
生命是什么呢
？What is the life this verse is talking about?
这里这一节圣经讲到的生命是什么意思呢
？What is the death he's talking about?
那个死是什么意思呢
？The life means the self life.
这个性命是这个我自我的性命。
And the death is the death of the self life.
这个死就是这个自我这个己生命的死。
So what is self life?
己生命是什么意思呢
？This is a very strange thing.
这是一件很奇怪的事。
On one hand, everyone know what is the self life.
从一方面来讲，每一个人都知道己生命是什么意思。
No one need to tell you who you are.
没有一个人需要告诉你说你是谁。
You know who you are.
你知道你是谁。
But on the other hand,This is something that we don't know about.
但从另一方面来说，我们却不认识。
When the Holy Spirit shines a light upon your self-life, you will be surprised.
当圣灵光照你，让你来看见己生命，你会觉得很吃惊。
Do you remember a story in Exodus?
你记得在出埃及记一个故事吗
？Moses faced God.In front of burning bushes.
当摩西在荆棘火焰的面前他遇见主遇见神。
And God wants to send Moses back to Egypt.
那神要把摩西打发回去埃及。
Go to Pharaoh's.
到法老面前。
Go to the people of Israel.
到以色列人面前。
And Moses said, no, I can't go. Who am I?
摩西说我不能去我是谁呢
How would people know that God sent me?
他们怎么知道说是神差我来呢
？Where is the proof that God has sent me back to Egypt？
那这个送在差我到回埃及地的证据是什么呢
？And so God wants to give Moses something that he can prove that he was sent by God。
所以神愿意给摩西一件事，所以摩西可以来证明他是神所差遣的。
And God says, "Throw the staff onto the ground."
所以神说，把你的杖丢在地上。
And Moses.Threw the staff on the ground.
对，摩西就把杖丢在地上。
The staff is something every shepherd would need.
这个杖是每一个牧羊人都需要的。
The staff is the tool for shepherding.
因为需要靠这个杖来牧养羊群。
And the staff is a weapon to defend the sheep against animals.
所以这个杖也是一个武器，可以来保护羊群，来击打这些敌人。
A staff is what a shepherd depend on.
所以牧羊人就来依靠他的杖。
And the staff is a symbol of the self life.
这个杖就是一个己生命的一个代表。
And when Moses threw that staff onto the ground, the staff became a serpent.
当摩西把这个杖丢在地上，这个杖就变成蛇。
And Moses was very scared.
摩西就非常的害怕。
It's a poisonous snake.
是一条毒蛇。
And he fled.
所以他就很战惊。
And God said, "Pick up the serpent from his tail."
所以神就说，你从他的尾巴把这条蛇拿起来。
Everyone knows that you don't pick up a snake by his tail.
每个人都知道，你要抓蛇，不要从抓它的尾巴。
All those people that knew about snake, they pick up the snake by his head.
知道抓蛇的人，他们要抓蛇的头。
But God said, "Pick up the snake by his tail."
但神说，你就把抓蛇的尾巴把它拿起来。
And Moses did pick up the snake, and the serpent became a staff again.
当摩西这样子的来把这条蛇抓住的时候，这条蛇又变成回杖。
And this is the staff Moses used to perform miracle in Egypt.
摩西就是拿着这个杖在埃及行神迹。
It is the staff that divide the Red Sea.
摩西就拿这个杖把红海分开。
Moses used the staff to strike the rock so the rock would flow waters.
摩西就拿着这个杖击打磐石，磐石就流出水来。
The staff is the self-life.
这个杖，这根杖就是己生命。
And there is a serpent in the staff.
所以在这个杖的里面有一条蛇。
On one hand, we all know the staff very well.
从一方面来讲，我们都认识这个杖非常的熟悉。
Because staff is with us every day.
因为每一天我们都拿着杖。
And we use the staff, we depend on the staff.
我们用这个杖，我们每天来依靠这个杖。
On the other hand, there's an aspect of the self-life we don't know about.
但从另一方面来讲，己生命的一方面我们是不认识的。
There is a serpent in the staff.
在这个杖里后面里面有一条蛇。
The staff is a serpent in disguise.
所以这个杖就好像是一条蛇的一个伪装。
And we are like a staff.
我们都喜欢杖。
And we love the staff.
我们喜欢拿着杖。
It is so useful.
是很有用的。
But there is a serpent inside.
但是里面有一条蛇。
Is this serpent inside that destroy our marriage?
这就是里面这条蛇来破坏我们的婚姻。
It is the serpent inside that destroy our relationship.
就是这里面的蛇来破坏我们的关系。
Is the serpent inside that destroy our families?
这是里面的蛇来摧毁我们的家庭。
It is the serpent inside that destroy our ministry and our services.
这是里面的蛇来摧毁我们的聚集，摧毁我们的侍奉。
We love our staff.
我们爱我们的杖。
But we must know that it's a serpent in disguise.
但是我们知道这是一条蛇的伪装。
So what should we do?
所以我们要怎么办呢？
We should throw the staff into the ground.
我们就要把杖丢在地上。
And let it become a serpent.
让它变成一条蛇。
And the light of the Holy Spirit, we see who we really are.
在圣灵的光中，我们看见我们真实的景况。
Let the Lord to expose ourselves.
让主来暴露我们。
Then when we get our staff back from the Lord.
当我们再从主来把这个杖得回来。
And this is a new staff.
就是变成一根新的杖。
The self-life is under new management.
这个己生命有一个新的管理的人。
It's still there, it's still the self.
己生命仍然在那里。
But it's no longer live for me.
但是却不再为自己而活。
And the staff is now live for God.
那这个杖是为着神而活。
What do we do with our self-life?
我们对这己生命怎么办呢？
The Bible says, whoever wishes...To save his self life, will lose it.
圣经上说，凡要救自己的生命的，必丧掉生命。
If Moses wants to save himself,
如果摩西要救他自己
，he will not go back to Egypt.
他不会回埃及的。
He will hold on to the staff.
他会抓住他自己的那根杖。
He will not throw the staff to the ground.
他不会把这个杖丢在地上。
Because he did not want to go back to Egypt.
因为他自己不愿意回埃及。
Because he could mean his death.
因为他回埃及他可能就死了。
And he will use the staff to shepherd the sheep in the wilderness for next 80 years.
所以他可以在旷野再80年他用这个杖再来牧羊。
And that will be his whole life.
那这样也就是他一生都是这样子。
He saved his life.
他为着自己来活。
But in the end he will lose it.
但是这结果他会失去他的生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake and gospels,
但是为着主说为着我和福音的缘故丧掉生命的
，will save it,
却得着生命。
Moses gave up his self life,
摩西把他自的己生命放下了。
Throw the staff to the ground,
他就把这个杖丢在地上。
He went back to Egypt.
他回埃及。
Even though that he may mean his own death.
也许这个来代表他可能会面对死亡。
And he let the staff become a serpent.
他就让这个杖变成一条蛇。
He was so scared about the staff.
他非常的害怕。
He was so scared about himself.
他非常对自己，他自己非常害怕。
By the grace of God, God gave that serpent back to him.
靠着神的恩典，神把这个蛇再让他得回。
And the staff became a powerful vessel for God.
就变成一根杖，变成神可以使用一个有能力的一个器皿。
So Moses loses life.
所以摩西丧掉他的生命。
But God gave that life back to him.
但是神却把这个生命再还回给他。
So he can use that life to serve the Lord for the next 80 years.
所以他可以靠着这个生命再来，在后面的80年可以来服侍神。
So this is very serious matter to us today.
对我们来讲，这是非常重要一件事情。
Because this is so applicable to all of us today.
因为今天对我们非常的实用。
We all have the self-life.
我们都有己生命。
We all have the staff.
我们都有这根杖。
But we must know that there's a serpent inside.
但是我们要知道这里面有一条蛇。
What do we do with the self-life?
我们对这己生命怎么办呢？
We have to know whoever wishes to save his self-life will lose it.
我们要知道要凡要救自己的生命的，必丧掉生命。
But whoever loses life for my sake and for gospel's will save it.
但是凡为我和福音的缘故丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
So how do we lose the self-life?
我们怎么样来丧掉自己的生命呢？
And let's back to the Mark chapter 8.
我们再回到马可福音第八章。
Jesus had told us how can we lose our self-life in order to save it.
主耶稣告诉我们怎样来失去自己的生命，所以我们可以得着生命。
Jesus said that if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take off his cross and follow me.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
This is the way to lose our life and save it.
怎么样子能够丧掉自己的生命，然后又重新被救回来呢？
We need to deny ourselves.
我们要舍己。
We need to take up our own cross.
我们要背起自己的十字架。
Let's think about this deny ourselves first.
我们先来看怎么样舍己。
What is deny ourselves?
舍己的意思是什么呢？
Deny ourselves means to deny the will of our self-life.
舍己就是来舍掉己生命的意志。
Deny the will of the serpent that's in us.
来舍去这个里面蛇的意志。
We all think very highly of ourselves.
我们自己都觉得自己不错。
Just like Peter thought very highly of himself.
就像彼得一样，他自己看得很高。
In Peter's mind, he is a perfect staff.
在彼得眼中，他自己就是一根完美的杖。
So when Jesus said that, he will be crucified.
所以当耶稣说他要被钉十字架。
And Jesus said, no, it can't be. It can't be done this way.
那彼得就说不可以的，千万不可。
And it can't be done.
彼得说你不能这样做。
And he is so sure of himself.
彼得是对自己有这样的把握。
And he would say to the Lord, I will never fall away.
那彼得对主说我总不失败。
And even Jesus said to them in a such a straight way, Jesus said, you will fall away because of me this night.
主耶稣很清楚地对他讲说，今天晚上你要因我的缘故而跌倒。
For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered.
因为圣经上这样记载，我要击打牧人，羊就分散。
And Peter said, even though all may fall away of you, I will never fall away.
彼得却说，众人都跌倒，我总不跌倒。
Peter was so confident.Of himself, he will never fall away.
彼得对自己这样有把握，他说：“我总不跌倒。”
And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you that this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times."
但是主说：“我实实在在的告诉你，在鸡叫以前，你要三次否认我。”
And Peter said like this. He said, "Even if I have to die with you."I will not deny you.
甚至彼得说，就算以至于死，就算我要死，我也总不跌倒。
Looks to us that Peter was the one who loved not his own life.
好像看来彼得他不爱惜自己的生命。
Even unto death.
虽然他至于死。
When Jesus was taken by the high priest, all disciples fled.
当主耶稣被大祭司抓走的时候，所有的门徒都分散了。
But except Peter.
但是彼得却没有跑掉。
It looked like Peter is really different.
是的，好像彼得有点不同。
He did not fled.
他没有逃跑。
And he followed Jesus.
他一直跟随着主。
All the way to the courtyard of the high priest.
一直到大祭司的院子里面。
I think at that time, Peter is still thinking, even unto death, I will not fall away.
那时候彼得我想他心里面也在想说，就算以至于死，我也不跌倒。
Even I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
就算是我要死，我也总不否认你。
And here come a servant girl.
然后有一位使女就来。
And said, you too were with Jesus.
他说你也是跟随耶稣的。
All of a sudden, that bring Peter into a reality.
所以就把彼得抓回到现实的里面。
And the reality is that he has the choice to make.
这个实际就是说他要做一个选择。
To deny himself or deny the Lord.
他要来舍己拒绝自己，或者是要来否认主。
If he deny himself, acknowledge Lord Jesus, he will face death.
如果他舍己，他来承认主的话，他会面对死亡。
In the reality, Peter deny his Lord Jesus.
在实际的里面，彼得却否认他的主。
And the staff became a serpent.
所以这个杖就变成一条蛇。
Peter never knew that serpent.
彼得在那个时候，他完全不认识他自己原来是这条蛇。
还是 I do not know what you're talking about.
他说我不知道，那个使女说不知道你在讲什么。
When the Lord shows us ourselves, sometimes we will be very surprised.
当主来光照我们的时候，我们是非常，我们会非常的惊讶。
Another servant girl at the gateway saw Peter and said that.This man was with Jesus of Nazareth.
那使女就说，这个人是跟着拿撒勒人耶稣的。
Peter have a second chance.
那个彼得还有第二个机会。
How often you have the second chance?
你多少时候有第二次机会呢？
But Peter didn't even know he had a second chance.
那时候彼得不知道他还有第二次机会。
This time he denied with an oath.
这一次他就发咒起誓来否认。
I do not know the man.
我不认得这个人。
Then Lord gave him the third opportunity.
然后主就给他第三次机会。
The bystander asked, "Surely you two are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away."
那使女就说：“你去的确是与他们一党的，因为你的口音就是代表跟他们在一样。”
Peter was so worried about his self-life right now.
那时候。彼得是这样子担心他自己的生命。
He began to curse and swear, "I do not know the man."
他就发咒起誓说：“我不认得这个人。”
And the serpent was fully appear.
这个蛇就完全的被彰显。
And a rooster crowed.
鸡就叫了。
At this time, when the rooster began to crow, it's like The light was turned on.
当鸡叫的时候，就好像这灯就亮了。
Peter saw himself.
彼得看见自己。
Just like Moses saw the staff become a serpent.
就像摩西看见这个杖变成一条蛇一样。
And Peter was overwhelmed by the fact that he was a serpent.
彼得他这样子震惊，他自己是一条蛇。
He remembered everything that Jesus had been saying to him.
他就想起来主耶稣对他所说的一切话。
He always saw himself as a staff.
他总是觉得他自己是一根杖。
But now he see him a serpent.
现在他看见他自己原来是一条蛇。
He lose his self-life.
他就失去了这个自己的生命。
It's at that moment when the eyes of Peter met eyes of Jesus, Peter lost.Completely his self-life.
只有当彼得的眼睛来遇见主耶稣的眼睛的时候，彼得才能够来舍己。
By the grace of God, the life was returned to Peter.
靠着神的恩典，那他这个生命就又还回给彼得。
Later we saw how Peter preached the gospel for three to those 3,000.
后来我们看见彼得在三千人面前来传福音。
We saw how Peter preached the gospel to Gentile in a home of Cornelius.
我们看见彼得到哥尼流家里面传福音给外邦人。
Again, he has a new staff.
那彼得就得着了一个新的杖。
And the staff is living for the Lord.
这个杖是为主而活的。
This is deny yourself.
这就是舍己。
So what about take up his cross?
那来背起自己的十字架是什么意思呢？
What does that mean to us?
对我们是什么意思呢？
How can we experience this in a practical way today?
今天我们怎么样在实际的生活里面来经历呢？
You know, the cross has two parts.
你知道十字架有两部分。
There is a vertical beam or called stake.
有一条垂直的一个梁木。
And there is a cross beam.
有一个水平的梁木。
The vertical stake is planted in the place of crucifixion.
这根直的梁木就要放在要钉死的那个地方。
It was planted right there already.
就已经放在那里了。
However, the cross beam is not there.
但是这个横的这个横梁却不在那儿。
When a person is sentenced to death,
当一个人被判死刑的时候，
and this person will bring his own cross beam from the courthouse all the way to the place of crucifixion.
那这个被判死刑的人就要自己从这个被法院里面背着这横梁一直到那个要钉十字架的地方。
So the cross that he bear is the cross beam.
所以这个他背的十字架就是这根横梁。
The vertical stake, the vertical beam symbolize God's heart and will.
这个垂直的这根梁木来预表神的心和神的旨意。
And the cross beam represent the wills of our self-life.
这个横梁来代表我们自己的意志。
Oftentimes, the wills of our self-life is against the wills of God.
常常我们自己的意思跟神的旨意是违背的。
When this happened, the will of our self-life crossed the God's will.
就自我的意志就跟神的旨意产生一个冲突，一个交集。
Then we will have a cross.
我们就有一十字架。
That's why the cross is called your cross.
这就是你的十字架。
It is a very subjective cross.
是一个非常主观的十字架。
Because it is your will that is against of God's will.
是因为你的旨意，你的意思跟神的旨意违背。
And this is your own cross.
这是你自己的十字架。
We have a choice when this happens.
当我们遇到这样的时候，我们有一个选择。
We can either deny our own will.
我们可以来舍己。
Or we can deny God's will.
或者我们把神的旨意来拒绝。
If we deny our own will.
我们若拒绝自己的意思，
Then we are sentenced to death.
我们就被钉死刑。
We bear that cross beam.
我们就来背这个横梁。
That's our own cross.
这就是我们自己的十字架。
And take up our own cross.
要背起自己的十字架。
And we die.
我们就死了。
Or on the other hand, we can deny God's will.
另一方面，我们也可以来拒绝神的旨意。
Then we have no cross.
那就没有十字架。
That's what happened often.
常常事情就是这样发生。
We chose to deny God.
我们选择来拒绝神的旨意。
Just like Peter, when Jesus said, I need to go to Jerusalem.
主耶稣说我要上耶路撒冷。
I will suffer from the chief priests and scribes.
要受祭司长和文士许多的苦。
I will be killed.
我会被杀。
And after 3 days, rise again.
第三日我要复活。
Jesus revealed the God's will to Peter.
耶稣把神的旨意对彼得来开启。
It's like that vertical stake.
好像这是一条垂直的梁木。
And Peter disagree with that.
彼得拒绝这件事。
Peter has his own will.
彼得有自己的意思。
Messiah can never be crucified.
弥赛亚不能被钉十字架。
Messiah need to sit on the throne.
弥赛亚应该要坐在宝座上。
So Peter has this idea.That's against God's will.
所以彼得的想法是跟神的旨意是违背的。
Then Peter took him. He took Jesus on the side and rebuked Jesus.
所以彼得就把耶稣带到旁边来责备他。
Can you imagine this?
你可以想象吗？
And someone took Jesus aside and rebuked him.
有人把耶稣带到旁边来责备耶稣。
Peter's telling Jesus, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about.
彼得告诉耶稣说：“你不知道你自己在讲什么。
”I got everything figured out how to become a Messiah.
我知道怎么样子让你能够成为弥赛亚。
This is not the way to go.
而不是这条路。
You listen to me.
你要来听我的。
And Jesus turned around, looked Peter face to face, eye to eye, and said, "Satan, get behind me."
主耶稣就定睛看他说：“撒旦，退我后面去。
”Well, you are not setting your mind on God's interest.But men's.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Peter's interest is against God's interest.
因为彼得的意思是跟神的意思是违背的。
Peter set his mind on his own interest.
彼得只是想到自己的意思。
And he denied God's will.
他就否定神的旨意。
Therefore, Jesus said, Satan behind me.
所以耶稣就说，撒旦退我后边去吧。
Jesus was talking straight to the serpent this time.
所以耶稣就直接的对着这条蛇说话。
Satan behind me.
撒旦退我后边去吧。
This self-life inside of us is originated from the serpent.
我们这里面的己生命是从撒旦那里来的。
Therefore, Jesus said, Satan, get behind me.
所以耶稣就说，撒旦退我后边去吧。
Let's look at a better example of taking up his own cross.
我们再来看一个更好来背十字架的例子。
You know, when angel appeared to Jesus' mother Mary,
当天使对耶稣的母亲玛利亚显现的时候
，and the angel said to Mary that greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.
天使就对她说：“蒙大恩的女子啊，主与你同在。
”And Mary was perplexed, didn't know what's going to happen.
玛利亚那时候她就不知道怎么一回事。
And the angelsaid to her, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God.
天使就对玛利亚说，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
Angel revealed the will of God.
天使就把神的旨意对玛利亚来晓谕。
The will of God is for Mary to conceive in her womb a baby called Jesus.
神的旨意就是要在玛利亚里面要怀一个儿子，给他起名叫耶稣。
But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?"
玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”
Mary has a different opinion about this.
玛利亚有她有不同的意见。
How can this be?
怎么可能有这事呢？
I am a virgin.
我是童女。
What about my reputation?
那我的名誉怎么办呢？
During those times, a virgin or a girl have not been married, conceived, and gave birth to a child. It's not an easy thing.
在那个时候，还没有出嫁的童女要怀孕生子是一件不容易的事。
It's adultery.
是淫乱。
She could be sentenced to death.
她可以被判死刑。
What about the marriage with Joseph?
那她跟约瑟的婚约怎么办呢？
She already engaged with this wonderful person called Joseph.
他已经许配给这个很好的人叫约瑟。
What about this marriage?
那这个婚姻怎么办呢？
What would Joseph think of her?
那约瑟会怎么样看我呢？
What if Joseph decide not to continue the marriage.
如果约瑟他不愿意继续这个婚约怎么办呢？
What do I do with the rest of my life?
我现在的余生要怎么办呢？
Mary can't see any favor from God.
那个玛利亚完全看不到是神的恩典。
He was very perplexed.
他非常的困惑。
The will of God is for her to conceive this baby.
神的旨意是要她怀孕来生这个儿子。
But her own thinking that this will ruin everything that she had.
那从她来讲呢，如果这件事情发生，那一切事情就完蛋了。
He will lose her reputation.
她失去她的名誉。
She will lose her future husband.
她会来失去她未来的先生。
He could even lose her own life.
他可能会失去他自己的性命。
You see such a cross in front of Mary right now.
所以玛利亚前面有这样的一个十字架。
It is her own cross.
是他自己的十字架。
It's not everyone's cross. It's Mary's own cross.
不是别人的十字架，是玛利亚自己的十字架。
We thank the Lord for Mary.
为着玛利亚，我们感谢主。
Mary denied her own will.
玛利亚来否认她自己的意思。
And took up this cross beam.
来背起这个横梁。
And Mary said, Behold, the bond slave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
We praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
It's marvelous for Mary to take up her cross.
玛利亚能够来背十字架是何等的稀奇。
And stand in the position of a bond slave of the Lord.
是站在主的一个使女，一个有带着锁链的一个使女的身上。
Let's look at Jesus.
我们看耶稣。
Before he was crucified.
在主耶稣被钉十字架之前
，He was praying in the garden.
他在克西马林园祷告。
And this is how he prayed.
主是这样的祷告。
He said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will."
主耶稣祷告说：“我父啊，若是可以，请你将这杯撤去。”因为不要，但是不要照着我的意思，要是照着你的意思。
There is a cup.
这里
that God wants Jesus to drink.
这里有一个杯是神要耶稣来喝的。
This cup is God's will.
这个杯是神的旨意。
God's will is for Jesus to take up this cup.
神的旨意是要耶稣来饮这个杯。
And Jesus has His own will.
耶稣也有他自己的旨意。
His will is to be with the Father.
他的意思是要与父同在。
Taking this cup means a separation from the Father.
如果耶稣拿了这个杯，就表示要跟父神分离。
Jesus had never been separated from the Father since the beginning of the time.
从已有时间开始，他从来没有跟父神分离。
Therefore, there was a cross.
所以这里就产生了十字架。
The God's will is the vertical beam.
神的旨意是这条垂直的梁。
And Jesus' will is the cross beam.
耶稣的旨意是横梁。
But every time Jesus prayed, then he said, not as I will, but as you will.
但是每一次主的祷告就是不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
He stated his will.
他把他自己的旨意来陈明。
But he also said, not as I will, but as you will.
但他却说不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
And he prayed the second time.
他又祷告第二次。
Then he said that, my father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done.
他这样祷告，父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
Again, he denied himself again.
所以再一次的，他来否认他自己的旨意。
And then he prayed the third time.
然后主耶稣就祷告第三次
，and saying the same thing，
还是与先前一样
，again deny himself，
再一次的他舍己。
So Jesus, when he faced that cross, then he denied himself and take up his own cross.
当耶稣面临这个十字架，他就舍己，就背起自己的十字架。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, what if Jesus bypassed the cup?
弟兄姐妹，我问你，如果说主耶稣不领这个杯，会怎么样呢
？And went straight to heaven.
那他就直接升天了。
Could Jesus go straight to the heaven?
耶稣可以直接升天吗
？Yes, of course, because he lived a perfect life of righteousness.
是的，因为他在地上活一个完全公义的生活。
If Jesus went straight to heaven, what will happen to us?
如果主耶稣直接就升天，那我们会怎么样呢
？What will happen to us?
我们怎么办呢
？How can we be righteous?
我们如何能够被称义呢
？According to the Bible, that we cannot be justified by the works of the law.
根据圣经，我们不能够靠行为来称义。
If we cannot be justified by the works of the Lord, and what this life of Jesus will do for us.
我们不能够靠行律法来称义，那这样子，那主耶稣的生命怎么办呢
？If Jesus went straight to the heaven,
主耶稣如果直接升天的话
，without going through the cross,
而不经过十字架的话
，and his perfect life of righteousness will only condemn us.
他这个公义的生命只能够来定罪我们
，and will not be able to redeem us.
没有办法来救赎我们
，and that's what happened to us.
我们这是我们怎样会发生呢
？Therefore, when Jesus made that choice, it's very, very crucial to all of us.
当主耶稣做这个决定，是对我们非常非常的关键。
If he chose to go back to heaven,
如果他选择就升上天的话呢
？There will be no hope for all of us.
对我们就没有盼望。
We thank the Lord Jesus denied himself.
我们感谢主，主耶稣他舍己。
The life he lives qualify for the death he died.
这个他活的生命就让他能够这样的死，照着这样的方式死。
The purpose of this perfect life is for him.To die.
主耶稣这样完美的生命的目的是要他这样的死。
No one can die for us.
没有一个人可以为我们死。
Only Jesus has that perfect life. He is the only person who is qualified to die for us.
只有耶稣有这样完全的生命，只有他来配得，他有这样的资格来为我们死。
So God made him who knew no sin on our behalf, so we might become the righteousness of God in him.
神使那个无罪的或不知罪的成为罪，所以我们可以在他的里面成为公，被成称义。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
他因我们的过犯压伤。
He was bruised for our inequities.
因为我们的刑罚，他担当的我们的刑罚。
The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
然后，因为我们的过犯，被责打，因背负我们的痛苦。
With his stripes we are healed.
为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
He became the end of the law.
然后他因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
It's the end of the law.
它是律法的总结。
And it will be righteousness for everyone who believes.
那成为每一个信他的人，让我们可以因着信他可以称义。
We praise Jesus. We praise God that Jesus denied himself and take up his cross.
我们赞美主，因为主耶稣他舍己背起他的十字架。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of taking up his cross.
这就是背起自己十字架的意思。
Jesus said, "If anyone wants to come after me, is anyone, including all of us?"
主耶稣说，如果有人要跟从我，这是代表所有的人，包括我们自己。
Must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me.
必须要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
Do you want to follow Jesus?
你愿意跟随耶稣吗？
I think we all want to follow Jesus.
我们都愿意跟随耶稣。
But do we realize how to follow Jesus?
你有没有意识到知道怎么样跟随耶稣呢？
You have to deny yourself and take up that cross.
你必须要舍己，背起自己的十字架。
And Jesus went on to say, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
耶稣说，凡要救自己的生命，必丧掉生命。
Brothers and sisters, there's one thing that Satan didn't want us to do.
撒旦不愿意我们做一件事。
Is to lose our self-life.
就是我们，他要不要我们失去自己的生命。
Satan wants us to save our self-life.
撒旦愿意我们自己来拯救我们的己生命。
In fact, Satan is boosting our self-life in any way he can.
事实上，撒旦就让我们的这个己生命膨胀。
He uses all kinds of manner to boost our self-life.
他用各样的办法让我们这己生命越来越大。
Why? Because he wants us to lose eventually.
为什么？因为他要我们，最后是失败的。
How can Satan cause us to lose our life eventually?
撒旦怎么样子能够让我们自己？来失败呢？
He used the same old scheme he used all the time.
他用同样的一个办法。
He would brought us to a very high mountain.
他就带我们上高山。
And show us all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
他把万国和万国的荣华来给我们看。
Therefore, our heart, our set our heart, our interest on the worldly things.
他把我们的眼目，把我们的注意力都集中在这个属世的事上。
In order to gain more of the world, we would deny the will of God time and again.
要得着更多的世界，我们一而再、再而三来拒绝神的旨意。
The battleground between God and Satan is us.
我们就是神和撒旦的战场。
And the battlefield is our time.
那这个时间就是在我们在这征战的时间当中。
Do we use more time for the Lord?
我们是更多的为主而活吗？
Or do we use more time to gain the world?
或者我们用我们的时间来得着这个世界？
This is central struggle happening in our life.
这是我们生活里面遭遇到中心的一个挣扎。
Every time we want to make a decision, how do I use my time?
每一次我们要做这样的决定，我怎么用我的时间呢？
Do I use my time for the Lord, or do I use the time to gain the world?
我要用我的时间为着主，还是要来得着这个世界？
We are faced with the choice to either deny ourselves or deny the Lord.
你在遇见这样的一个选择，你要拒绝自己，还是要拒绝主？
How will you choose?
你怎么样选择呢？
Do you deny yourself or you deny the Lord like Peter?
你要拒绝自己，还是要像彼得一样，像彼得一样来拒绝主？
Or you deny yourself like Mary?
或者你像玛利亚一样来舍己拒绝自己呢？
If you're still not convinced, then listen to this. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?
如果你还没有相信被神折服的话，你就来听。若有人赚得了全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
We think this verse is for gospel friends.
我们想说这节圣经好像只是对福音朋友的。
This verse is for disciples as well.
这节圣经也是为着门徒的。
It is for us as well.
为着我们的。
Because Satan continued to tempt us, use the world.
因为撒旦继续的要来试探我们，要来引诱我们为着世界。
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul?
若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
But whoever lose his self-life for my sake and the gospel's will save.
但是，凡为着我和福音的缘故上吊生命的，必救了生命。
Brothers and sisters, there is a gospel that we do not know much about.
有一个福音是我们不熟悉的。
There is a part of gospel.We know very well.
有一部分的福音我们非常的清楚。
The part of gospel we know very well is that one died for all.
有一部分的福音我们知道很熟悉，就是有一个人为众人死了。
This part of gospel we knew very well.
这一部分我们知道的非常清楚。
One died for all.
一人既为众人死。
The perfect life that Jesus lived to qualify him to be the perfect sacrifice, and he died for all.
耶稣完全的生命就让他成为一个可以这样子的死，可以来拯救所有的人。
Because he died, we are righteous before God.
因着他的死，我们在神面前可以被称为义。
This is the gospel we all know very well.
这是一个这福音的一面，我们非常熟悉。
But this is only one side of the gospel.
但是这只是福音的一面。
There is another side of gospel we do not know very well.
另一方面的福音的另外一面，我们却不熟悉。
The other side is therefore all die.
那就是众人也都死了。
This is the second half of the gospel.
福音的第二个部分就是众人也都死了。
The first half is one die for all.
头一部分就是一人既替众人死。
And the second part is therefore all die.
第二部分就因此众人也都死了。
The death that he died will qualify us to receive the life he lives.
主耶稣的死让我们可以来接受他的生命，所以这样可以来活。
We all die.
我们都死了。
And through this death, we will receive his life in us.
借着这样的死，我们可以在他里面得着他的生命。
And with this life, we will no longer live unto ourselves.
我们得着这样的生命以后，我们就可以不为自己而活。
With self-life, the self-life will never be able to live for him.
我们的原来的己生命是永远没有办法为神而活。
And that self-life must die.
这个己生命必须死。
And it's that new life that we see from the Lord.
是借着从神得到的新的生命。
Can live unto himself.
可以为着神来活。
For their sake, he died and rose again.
为这个缘故，主死了又活了。
Brothers and sisters, this is the second half of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，这是福音的第二个部分。
Without the second half,
我们常常在这第二方面失败了。
We will not be able to experience the heavenly blessing was mentioned in the chapter 1 of Ephesians.
如果我们失败的话，我们就没有办法来得着以弗所书第一章讲到属天的祝福。
The first half is not enough.
只有头一半不够。
And the second half is very critical.
第二部分也是非常的关键。
So we need the whole gospel.
我们需要全部的福音。
Not only he died for all.
不只是他为众人死。
Thank God. Therefore, all died.
感谢主，因为这样，因此众人也都死了。
If you pay attention to the Psalm 407.
如果你注意诗歌407首的话。
And there are two phrases that's very interesting.
有两节圣经，两节经节非诗歌非常的有
意思。In the first phrase of the stanza one, he said,
在第一节里面，他这样说
：He died for me that I might live.
他为我死，我才能活。
This is first half of the gospel.
这是福音的头一半。
He died for me that I might live.
他为我死，我才能活。
But then you look at the first phrase in the second stanza.
但是你看，第二节的刚开始
，He died for me that I might die.
他替我死，他为我死，我才能死。
This is the second half of the gospel.
这就是福音的第二部分。
We need to understand the second part, just like we understand the first part.
我们也要明白第二部分，就像我们明白第一部分一样。
He died for me that I may live.
他为我死，我才能活。
And he died for me.That I might die.
他为我死，我才能死。
May the Lord constrain us with His love.
愿主用他的爱来激励我们。
And may the Holy Spirit open the scale in front of my eyes to see that in order for me to fully enter into the fullness of His gospel.
愿主能够拿掉我眼中的鳞片，让我看见要进入 完整的福音。
I need the second half of the gospel.
我也需要福音的第二部分。
I need to lose this self-life.
我要来失去己生命。
For his sake and for the gospel's sake.
为着主，为着福音的缘故。
And I might save it in the end.
最后我能够得着这个生命。
Brothers and sisters, we live in the very end of the end time.
弟兄姐妹们，我们生活在这末世的末了。
An enemy will try everything he can so that we will lose our life.
仇敌就用尽他的可能，所以我们会失掉我们的生命。
Whoever wishes to save it will lose it.
凡要救自己的生命，必丧掉生命。
May the Lord encourage us with his words that they love not their life even unto death.
愿主借着他的话来激励我们，让我们虽至于死也不爱惜自己的性命。
So when we face the situation that we need to choose ourselves and choose God, may the Lord strengthen us to choose God.
当我们遇见这样的机会，我们要选择主还是选择自己的生命，愿主加给我们力量，我们可以来选择主。
We will have that strength and grace and mercy to deny ourselves.
我们有这样的能力，有这样的恩典，能够来舍己。
When you deny yourself, it's like a grain of wheat falling to the ground.
当你舍己的时候，就像一粒麦子落在地里。
And you don't need to worry about really the rest of the taking up the cross.
所以你不要来担心说接下来背起十字架是怎么样一回事。
So often we're so burdened by this cross we don't want and we don't know how to take up the cross.
多少时候我们想说背十字架很难，我们自己想说怎么样背呢？
The hard part is not taking up your cross.
难的地方不是说要背十字架。
The hard part is have this grain of wheat fall into the earth.
难的地方是要让这一粒麦子落在地里。
There shall be a time. This grain of wheat shall fall into the ground.
要有一个时候是这一粒麦子要落在地里。
And this grain of wheat will take off its cross in no time.
那这一粒麦子落在地里的话，它就不需要什么努力，它就会来背它的十字架。
Are we willing to fall into the earth?
我们是否愿意落在地里呢？
And Jesus said the hour has come.
主耶稣说时候到了。
Is the hour has come for you and I finally, eventually to fall into the earth?
对你而我来说，这个落在地里的时候是不是已经到了呢？
So the cross can bear us.
所以这个十字架能够来拯救我们。
In reality, it's not us that bear the cross, it's the cross that bears us.
实际上来说，并不是我们能够背十字架，是十字架能够来拯救我们。
It's the cross of the Lord has tremendous amount of power to carry all those willing to deny themselves.
是耶稣的十字架有极大的能力来给每一个愿意舍己的人。
If you and I is willing to fall into the earth,
如果你和我愿意落在地里，
the power of his cross will carry us into the Calvary.
他十字架的大能会把我们带到加略。
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning we can come to your precious word.
天父，我们感谢你，早晨我们可以来到你宝贵的话语面前。
We pray that Holy Spirit again to interpret your word in our heart.
我们求圣灵再把你的话说在我们的心里。
So these will not be a knowledge.
所以这个我们所听见的不成为知识。
This will not enrich our understanding.
不只是我们对你的头脑的认识加添。
But this will touch our spirit.
愿这些话摸着我们的灵，
we challenge our heart,
来挑战我们，
to see whether we are those who love not their life even unto death.
让我们来看我们自己是不是虽至于死也不爱惜性命的人。
Father, I pray that this morning that we can see our self-life.
主，愿早晨我们都看见自己的己生命。
It is the self-life that hinders us to follow you.
是我们的己生命拦阻我们来跟从你。
It hinders for so long.
哦，这么久他一直在拦阻。
But the word said that for anyone who wants to follow you,will deny himself and take up his cross.
但你的话告诉我们，若人要跟从主，要舍己，背起他的十字架。
This morning, by your word and by the powerful Holy Spirit, you encourage us to take up our own cross.
借着你的话，借着圣灵的大能，愿你帮助我们可以来背起自己的十字架。
Like the grain of wheat finally falls into the earth.
就像那一粒麦子一样，最终最后落在地里的。
Except a grain of the wheat fall into the earth, it remains alone.
一粒麦子若不落在地里，仍旧是一粒。
Father, we like that grain of wheat. We remain alone for so long.
主啊，我们常常像那一粒麦子不落在地里许久。
And this morning, may the Holy Spirit encourage us.
早晨，愿圣灵来激励我们。
So willingly.To fall into the earth.
我们这样的乐意让自己落在地里。
So the power of your cross will carry us.
所以十字架的大能能够来扶持我们。
So that we can bear our own cross.
我们可以来背自己的十字架。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。